Join the Copland Ag News Network by telephone is Greg Peterson from the Copland Ag Water Alliance, and COWA is hosting an Ag Water workshop, a free workshop in Burlington on December 12th. Greg, welcome back inside the barn. And before we discuss that upcoming event, for those that don't know about COWA, what is its main purpose and objective?
Thank you, Brian, for having me back. We're an organization focused on education and outreach, and our goal is to preserve irrigated agriculture in Colorado, and we do that through providing information and events for producers around the state.
So let's get into that free Ag Water workshop in Burlington, December 12th, once again. Where exactly will it be held, and what are the general topics that will be covered?
So it will be held on December 12th, the Burlington Community Center, from about 9 till 3 o'clock. Food's provided, it's free. And the address for that is 340 South 14th Street in Burlington, Colorado. And we've been working on this event with the Republican River Water Conservation District, and I'm pretty excited. We are pulling a lot of people actually from other states who are also drawing water from the Ogallala Aquifer. We have a gentleman named Steve Walthor from North Plains Groundwater Conservation District in northern Texas. We have Ray Lumen from the Kansas Groundwater Management District and a few irrigators from that area, John Berg from the North Platte Natural Resource Conservation District, and also a few more irrigators from that area, and then a couple of local people speaking, Chad Godsey from Godsey Precision Ag, and then also Corey Gilbert from On Target Ag Solutions, and then also a couple of people from the appraisal community. And so really looking forward to this. We've put a pretty comprehensive agenda together, really focused on groundwater use.
It all gets started with registration at 8:30 that day and runs till 2:45. Now, who is COWA encouraging to attend the December 12th Burlington Ag Water Workshop?
We really are encouraging producers in the area to attend and come out to this. And we, like I said, we put a lot of work making sure that we would have presenters and agenda that really suits what could be of interest to them.
Now, I mentioned the event is free, but COWA is still asking folks to RSVP for the event. How can they do that?
So we've got a flyer going around, but also you can RSVP at a website, our website on coagwater.org, and you can find a link to the registration site there in our events section. And it's also, the link is https://republicanwater.eventbrite.com.
Now, you guys have held several of these ag water workshops around the state. Kind of give us a recap of those real quick.
We've done a couple of recent events. We were over in Glenwood Springs and Longmont recently, and we always try to cater the events towards what's of interest and what's going on locally. And so in Longmont, we were involved in stream management plans on the St. Vrain, which is a project that they're undertaking over there. And then over on the western slope in Glenwood Springs, really looking at, and we had a bunch of irrigators who were involved in some conservation programs over there, and really talking about the good, the bad, the obstacles, and why are they involved in these programs, and what do they think they can do for ag, and what's the long-term potential of them.
Any other upcoming COWA events or issues you'd like to make mention of this time, Greg?
You should get the dates firmed up pretty quickly, but in January 17th, actually, that one will be out in Meeker, Colorado, way out on the western slope. And then also, around that time, probably a little bit later in January, we'll be out in Nucla.
Okay, great. Look forward to hearing about those events, and we'll pass that on to listeners as you get them to me. Any final thoughts before I let you go about COWA or about that upcoming December 12th event in Burlington we might have missed?
I just want to encourage producers to come out, especially after years like we've had when things are pretty difficult. I think we're always just trying to put ideas of, well, what can we do to continue, for ag to continue producing in these areas.
Those comments once again from Greg Peterson from the Colorado Ag Water Alliance. It's comprised of agricultural leaders from across Colorado committed to the preservation of agriculture through the wise use of Colorado's water resources. Members represent major facets of production agriculture, as well as partner organizations like the Colorado Water Institute, Colorado State University, Colorado Department of Agriculture, and the Colorado Water Conservation Board. Once again, you can learn more about COWA in the December 12th Ag Water Workshop in Burlington online at www.coagwater.org. Thanks again, Greg. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Brian.